Hi, everybody. Welcome back to this 18th episode of Fitness with Feldman. Thank you very much for tuning in and joining us. I am Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. And back by popular demand, we have John Nunez with us today. So, John, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. 18th episode already?
18th, yeah.
You got a lot of time on your hands.
I do have a lot of time on my hands, or I like to listen to myself talk.
Yeah, I guess I'm guilty of that, too.
Or a little bit of both, you know. So, welcome back, everybody. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for all the support. The average number of downloads we keep hitting every week is just growing and growing. We had over 100 last week, so it's great to see all these people listening, and I love when people come into the clinic, talk about the episodes, and know what we've been doing and trying to do here, so that's great, and we're having a lot of fun with it. This week, we wanted to kind of expand a little bit on a blog post that we put out talking about the benefits of being a PT in the gym and working in the environment that our patients and clients train. So if you haven't checked that out, you can head right over to the blog and find that there. But John, what are your big thoughts on that subject?
As far as our location, being in the gym?
Yeah.
I think it's incredible. It's definitely something new for me since I've started working here a few years ago. You know, to then my experience with physical therapy before a therapist as a patient, and then again as a student, a lot of, clinics that try and offer a lot, but they're limited by their resources and what they can offer. So here at the gym, we have an entire corporate facility at our disposal, a top-notch facility, and as a result, we have a lot of people that see us and have come in and talked to us, and then just by default, we start getting a lot of clients who are an active population, not just the baby boomers, even though they're staying active as well, which is great. But yeah, and we have a lot of patients that are very active and that, have very specific injuries that relate to their activities, weightlifting or running or basketball or soccer in the gym or racquetball, lots of different things. And the runners, the track, indoor track. So it's great that we, they feel like they trust us more. They see us in the environment, or they're getting treated in the environment where they get hurt. So it's almost like they're putting the two together, and it's helping more. It's kind of like people who, or they say that if you study in the classroom, that you study in the same classroom, you take the test, you're going to do better. So yeah. I feel like it's, and it sounds kind of silly, but it's similar along those same lines. It's great. It's been a real big help.
No, I think, like I talked about in the blog post, that the biggest value that I always see is the ability to watch those people interact in the environment that they're working in, and being able to see them do what they're trying to do and get back to you. And I know, we're both FMS certified. You can do all these different screens and all these different movement screens, and you can get information out of that. But if somebody has pain when they're squatting, you can't beat loading up a bar and watching them
squat. Gotta watch them squat, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that even, functional movement screen's great. I could see you squat without any weight and learn from that. But if you have pain when you're squatting 200, 300 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see you squat 200, 300 pounds and see what changes when you're loaded up. So as we were coming up with this blog post and writing it, John and I were talking. And the other thing that comes out is just our ability to be in the environment that our patients are in. And we started talking about the importance of helping people realize how to pick a medical provider. And it doesn't necessarily have to be us. It doesn't even necessarily have to be physical therapists. It can be how to pick an orthopedist, a primary doctor, or a chiropractor. And one of the things that I think people like about the fact that we're in the gym is they know that we understand their environment. And I think when it comes to picking a doctor or a provider for any sort of service, as the healthcare industry has changed and people have become more consumers, it's less about where another doctor or another person told you to go and more about where you feel like you're going to get the best care.
Yeah,
and so it all comes to finding that best person and best provider. So what are your recommendations? How do you go about trying to educate people to find people? What do you...
Well, I say it all the time. The best thing about the internet is there's a lot of information out there, and the worst thing about the internet is there's a lot of information out there. But
true.
You do have to give credit, and you're far more technologically advanced than I am. I feel like I'm still fighting it. But the internet has been a blessing for, you know, anybody really trying to find, you know, access to any kind of care. So for healthcare, you can go online now. Everybody's putting themselves out there, trying to, you know, create a bio on their own profession. So, you know, you and I are in orthopedics. So let's just say somebody's trying to find an orthopedic, and, you know, there's more than a dozen in a stone's throw area. So read up and try and find somebody who maybe specializes in the area that that you like to do as, you know, your recreational hobby. There's lots of orthopedics who are weightlifters, lots of orthopedics who are runners, you know, lots who row crew maybe, or, you know, play soccer. So finding somebody who, you know, has the same interests as you, so they have a better understanding, like you said, is it's really important. I mean, the only way to really help an issue is to understand it completely. And yeah, sure, the FMS can show you something, but unless you truly understand what they're going to be doing and how they're going to be doing when they got hurt or get better, that's the best way. So, you know, the internet, you know, find those bios, try and find some reviews on people, or talk to other people in that community, like runners, tight-knit community. A lot of them will have recommendations as to who they like to go to. You know, maybe a physician might be a runner also, or a therapist might be a runner, a massage therapist might be a runner.
I think that's a good, you know, that's a big thing too, is finding, they have to, it helps when they do the activity that you're trying to get back to do, or they understand it. I know as a rower, I would always hate when I would go need some sort of treatment for some sort of injury, and I would go to the doctor and they would say, oh, rower, you must use your arms a lot. And pretty much that was my cue that I was in the wrong spot.
Go somewhere else.
And I would want to, you know, get up and walk out. I imagine as a soccer player, you go to the doctor and they talk about, well, you must be a really good actor. And then you knew you were in the right spot. That's the right doctor for your soccer player, right?
I was waiting for it. It only took us 6 minutes, 7 minutes.
I had to get the soccer joke in somewhere. But yeah, you know, finding that person that understands. I think also, you know, you're going to find that person on the internet, but like you were saying, there's a lot of good information, a lot of bad information on the internet. I think the other piece of advice I give people is don't be afraid to call. And, you know, you're now a consumer in healthcare.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, call and ask to talk to at least an office manager, or if not, that actual provider, and say, you know, I am an Olympic weightlifter. I am a runner. I'm a triathlete. I want to know, what is your base level understanding of my sport, my demands? This is what I want to do. I don't want to be told, don't do it, change your sport, find something else, you know. And they should be willing to, if not get on the phone with you, at least give you a call back, or have somebody in their office that can interact with you and give you an idea of what they know and what their understanding of that activity is, so that you can move on from there.
Yeah, you shouldn't be going in blind as a you know, as a consumer. You're the client, so you should, you know, feel comfortable going in and confident going in, not going in blind. So I agree with you.
Yeah, nice. All right, so we're quickly approaching our time cap here. It was great having John back. I think everyone's pretty much sick and tired of listening to me ramble on with myself. The episodes where it's somebody with me always get way better ratings, so I won't take that too personally, but that just means we got to do a better job of making sure we get together and record more of these.
Yeah, I just have to stay in high demand, so I limit myself, you know.
Ah, I see. That's good supply and demand. That's
exactly. It's a luxury to have me here.
Nice. So as always, you can head on over to our Facebook page or the website, drop us some ideas for some suggestions. This topic came from a suggestion from a patient today who was saying that they're having trouble finding a doctor for a specific thing. What was our recommendation for picking somebody out? So we love getting those suggestions and we use them as much as we can. As always, go on over to iTunes or Google Play, leave us a review, and you can subscribe from there so you don't miss an episode. And we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.